Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. It is the biggest beef recall in U.S. history. The Agriculture Department has pulled 143 million pounds of meat produced by a California slaughterhouse over the last 2 years. John Dimsdale joins us now from Marketplace. And John, I understand it was an undercover video that prompted this recall.
That's right. Back at the end of January, it was distributed by the Humane Society, and it showed animals at the Hallmark meatpacking plant in Chino, California, and they were too ill to walk, and they were being prodded and forklifted into slaughter.
Yeah, and we have a link to that video at our website, npr.org, and the images are, well, they're shocking.
They are. The slaughtering of cattle that can't walk also violates USDA food safety rules. Kenneth Peterson, the Ag Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service Director, says at the slaughterhouse, every cow is checked to see that it's healthy enough to stand and move on its own. But he says there's sometimes a lag time between that inspection and the slaughter.
An animal may go down for whatever reason after we had inspected it, but before it was slaughtered. The plant is obligated to notify us when that rare situation occurs so that one of my veterinarians can re-examine the animal and determine if it's acceptable to go to slaughter. They didn't do that, and that's what led to the recall that we announced yesterday.
Peterson says that there's evidence that this meatpacker was violating the rules going back 2 years. So all of that meat, 143 million pounds, will be recalled.
Is it possible to recall that beef? Where is it all?
Well, most of it has already been consumed. There hasn't been any meat coming out of this plant since it was first suspended 2 weeks ago. Grocery stores are pulling any that they still have left on their shelves. Customers can check with their stores to see if they have any still in the fridge that needs to be thrown out. The largest concern here is that this meatpacker was a major supplier to the school lunch program. 37 million pounds of their beef went to school lunches. And that pipeline, there still could be some beef frozen. Officials are going to have to cull through all of that and withdraw the bad meat. A couple of states have pulled meat from school lunch menus as a result of all of this.
What is the risk, John, of this beef to humans if they do eat it?
Well, the inspectors stressed that they haven't found any meat that's contaminated or unhealthy. So this is what's called a Class 2 recall, which means only a remote risk to health. It's not a more aggressive Class 1 recall, where there's actual evidence of E. coli or listeria or mad cow contamination. Given that the vast majority of this beef has already been safely consumed, federal officials say the risks are very remote. But a Class 2 recall helps them track down the potentially hazardous beef, especially in the school lunch program.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.